AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says he will not use his office to lessen the eventual sentence his son will get for a federal gun crimes felony conviction.
After a news conference in Italy, reporters asked if he'd offer commutation to Hunter Biden. The music drowned out his answer, but the president said no. Earlier, he said he's proud of his son.
He has overcome an addiction. He's one of the brightest, most decent men I know. And I am satisfied that I'm not going to do anything. I said I abide by the jury decision. And I will do that, and I will not pardon him.
Hunter Biden faces up to 25 years in prison. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Today, the Supreme Court unanimously upheld access to mifepristone, a drug used in a majority of abortions. Today in the Senate, Republicans blocked a bill that would make it a right nationwide for women to have access to in vitro fertilization and other fertility treatments. Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Duckworth is very angry.
If Republicans actually cared as much about protecting IVF as they do about protecting Donald Trump's poll numbers, this would have been a simple yes vote.
One man in Florida says he looks like a zombie movie. More rain is expected, which could mean higher floodwaters. Charlie Johnson's house is flooded.
Blew in through both entrances. Just came in from both sides, and I was not overwhelmed. However, I've been through this. I'm from the Keys. I've been through it a lot.
More than 20 inches of rain has fallen in some areas of South Florida since Tuesday. Police say a 9-year-old boy was shot and killed in Milwaukee, becoming the fourth young gunshot victim in the city in recent weeks. Police are looking for what they call unknown suspects. Patrick Cantlay is in the clubhouse with the early lead in round one of the U.S. Open in North Carolina. This is AP News. There is an update to a closely watched gauge for inflation.
Wholesale price increases fell in May, the latest sign that inflation pressures in the country may be slowing down. The Labor Department reported that its producer price index, which tracks inflation before it reaches consumers, declined 0.2% from April to May. That's after rising 0.5% the month before. Compared to last year, wholesale prices were up 2.2% in May. The producer price index can provide an early read on where consumer inflation is heading as the Federal Reserve considers a timetable for cutting interest rates. I'm Shelley Adler.
Dozens of hikers say they got sick during trips to a popular Arizona tourist destination that features towering blue-green waterfalls deep in a gorge neighboring Grand Canyon National Park. A team has been sent to the area to investigate and find ways to keep whatever it is from spreading. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.